Want to know how I save tons of money on a Caribbean vacation while earning cash back? It's easy. The answer is Rakuten. Sign up online today using the link in our episode notes so you can start saving and earning cash back on your favorite online stores. Hey, this is your girl Asada O, and welcome to the Easy Breezy Life, the official podcast of our global community, featuring women from over 50 countries who are just as fierce, focused, and fired up as you are. The purpose of this podcast is to help you become CEO of your life so that you can take the reins and create the abundance that God intended for you to have. As a disclaimer, everything we share on this platform is for education and entertainment purposes only. We believe that the Easy Breezy Life is a group project, and we want to encourage you to seek out professional advice and support in any way, shape, or form that you might need it. We're going to take a brief break and come back with this week's episode. Hello, lovelies. Let's get right into today's conversation. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about a topic that is near and dear to my heart because it is something I had to wrestle for years and still wrestle with when I am getting ready to make a big change, a major transition, or take a major step in my life, career, as a mother, or any of those arenas. And it is about silencing your inner critic. And what I have found is a lot of times we are not able to be loving, kind, and compassionate towards other people because the voice in our head that speaks to us, that usually mirrors maybe someone meaningful in our young formative years, is speaking to us in a negative tone. And I am learning and have gotten better over the years in catching the negativity and knowing that every thought that comes to your mind is not a thought that you have to receive. It is not a thought that you have to ingest. It is not a thought that you have to manifest. So the first thing I want to address this morning is think about the first bit of criticism you received about your personhood or your personality in childhood. I want you to think about who gave you that feedback. What did they say? How did it make you feel? How did it alter the way you engaged the world and with others? Oftentimes, we don't realize that it is the painful memories of our childhood that we have used to form our identity. And until we can uproot whatever negative messages we believed or heard about who we were as human beings, it's going to be very difficult to, one, become who we're called to be, but secondly, help others transcend and become who they were meant to be. And as leaders, we're ultimately leading ourselves so that we can lead others. And a great reference to this in psychology is Sigmund Freud's belief that our primary self-view really comes from the opinions of our first caregivers as children, which in most cases is our parents. And if it's not a parent, then it could be a grandparent or a guardian, someone who was very close and influential in our lives and probably didn't realize the impact of the statements or the attitudes and beliefs that they were teaching us about ourselves. But what ultimately ends up happening is that our inner critic starts to stifle us over time. And some of the ways that it does that is, one, feeding us catastrophic thoughts, exaggerating our failures, magnifying the bad and minimizing the good in our lives, turning us into paranoid mind readers, thinking that we know people's motives and their intentions towards us, this constant expectation of punishment or falling from grace, a fixation on signs of lost love and affection in our interactions with others, and hypersensitivity to danger signals. It can also cause us to constantly focus on what is going wrong in our life versus what is going good. And so what are some ways that we silence our inner critic? The first step is self-compassion. By learning our triggers and studying them and writing about them and reflecting on them, we give ourselves advance warning. It's so important to figure out the situations where our inner critic is likely to appear. We may feel sensitive about criticism for our boss, and we have to begin to ask ourselves if the feedback that we're receiving is always beneficial and or true. If it is, then we can write down 3 action steps on how we can improve. But when we are feeling an inner criticism or receiving external criticism, that is making us feel bogged down, we can kindly discard any feedback that doesn't serve us. The other thing that we can keep in mind is that if we are struggling to overcome our inner critic, it's best to not associate closely with someone who hasn't dealt with theirs. Some things to imagine about your inner critic are to 1, turn down the volume by imagining that your inner critic is speaking to someone else instead of you. The next thing is to distance yourself from others who regularly indulge their inner critic. And you can tell when someone is a person who indulges in their inner critic because they're often going to speak negatively about others on a regular basis. And you have to understand that in order to stay in that space where we're talking negatively about others, the lens at which we look at life has to be colored to pick up and filter negativity. And it is impossible for that negativity to come out concerning others and it not to impact our own lives. The next thing is to be sure to address any negative critics when they try to bring that kind of energy into your personal space. Just because someone brings you a basket of snakes doesn't mean that you have to accept the gift. You can simply choose to distance yourself, discard the information, right? Heal from the interaction and have very little to do with that person moving forward. The next thing to remember is to list your strengths. If you're tired of hearing about your weaknesses, remember the things that you're actually good at. Make a list of the things that you're good at, whether it's baking bread or writing code. Correct any exaggerations you may make. No, your house will not be condemned because you're too busy to vacuum for a few days. But keep things in perspective by ensuring that your self-talk is actually accurate. No one is going to suffer because of one night of dirty dishes, but 3 weeks of dirty dishes might bring on a whole bunch of roaches. So balance is everything when it comes to silencing your actual inner critic. The next thing to remember is to build support. While you need to value yourself, it's also important to have others in your corner as well. Surround yourself with family, friends, and coworkers who make you feel positive about yourself and your actual opportunities. You don't have to stay in a rut. This being said, we have to also be intentional about doing the work to change the way in which we speak to ourselves internally and in turn speak about others. I hope this message was a blessing to you. Like, share, and subscribe. And invite a friend to be part of the Easy Breezy Life who may be looking for connection, growth, and a way forward as a servant leader.